Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So you guys are going to Las Vegas without me this time. No, it did the D in August, right?
Yeah, August 23. At the Circa.
Yes.
Yes. Stadium Swim.
Always a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Stadium Swim?
No, I haven't been to Stadium Swim, but just, I meant Vegas in general,
yes.
Right?
It's always very entertaining in sense, whether you're staying at the D or the Circa, it's on Fremont Street, and that is as entertaining a place in this world.
We got to get John on Slotzilla.
Yeah.
On what?
The
overtop.
Yeah,
yes,
the
I know. Every time it's one of the things that I always take a video and send the kids as they're zooming over top of us down the length of Fremont Street. I'm like, I got to do that.
You got to do it. Jim should do it. We did it together. Mm-hmm. It was super fun. That was a fun trip. And
yes.
One of the things we also did together was swim. We had a big pool party. Remember
yes,
that?
Did. Yes.
And we were discussing this in the office yesterday when we were talking about this upcoming trip to Vegas. And we're talking about this pool party, and I started to think, well, at least for me anyway, being literally the only female here at the station, it was kind of an awkward situation. And I thought, you know what? I'm not sure pool parties and work should ever exist together.
Why not?
And while I'm confident in myself and I felt
right.
I looked a lot better then than I do now, it still felt a little awkward. Coming to the pool, you know, walking out in my bikini with all these males
dudes.
That I work with, it felt a little like, this is a little different.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I don't know, but I would imagine there's some guys that also may not be super confident in themselves and might not want to be.
Well, I don't know if it's a matter of confidence. It might be a matter of expectations.
What? Oh, maybe, yeah.
You know, and so sometimes I have the same issue or feeling like, there's a certain way that when I talk, and obviously we, you know, there's a certain vision that people have of me. And especially now that I've lost weight, that, you know, when I take my shirt off, they're like, oh, it's really? I thought you lost more weight than that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's that too.
And yeah,
the Buddha sits there.
I'm very confident in myself, and I really don't care, but those feelings of being a little bit uncomfortable, because I have had people come up before, whether it's at Teddy's swim class or, you know, in different areas where, you know, hey, you're going in for a swim, and they're like, and you could tell they come up and they're like, well, I kind of expected more.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's exactly it.
So you would be reticent if somebody had a pool party at work.
I just kind of feel like this was a work event. It wasn't like somebody was like, hey, I'm going to have some people over at my house for a little house party. They have a pool. That's a little different than like an actual work event.
Because that's what I was going to ask you. Like if I had a pool and had a pool party for the, you know, the station or whatever.
If we all got the chance to come to the club in summer.
Right.
I still kind of think I would probably decline or maybe go and just hang out in like my cover up or something. Like, I'm not sure what I would do, but I think that's a little different than having it be a work event.
Okay.
And I just kind of feel like that's one of the things I don't, and it depends on your job, right? Like, I'm thinking corporate level, like, it's kind of strange. Like, obviously, if you're young and you work with all your friends and you're in high school, or you're a lifeguard, you know, you're going to be in the pool with your buddies. That's fine. But it was just kind of an odd thing to, I don't know. I see you guys at work every day, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing you in your bathing suit. It's just a little.
Well, when John, when John pulls, when Costa pulls out the Speedo or the.
Oh my gosh.
I mean.
No. It's going to be the when he walks down with the onesie.
Yeah.
And then removes the onesie to unveil the Speedo. Yeah.
No.
That's going to be the.
Just things I don't need to see, right?
Holy crap. Yes. Really? I'm with this guy?
So it made me think, like, what are your do's and don'ts with coworkers?
So first of all, no Speedos. If you're going to actually
no
go.
Yeah. Speedos.
No Speedos.
Hard and fast rule.
Hard and fast rule. Especially since you don't want it like that.
All right, Heather. So when we did this trip, you know, I'd seen Stoney probably 15, 20 times in my life without a shirt on. So I was used to it.
Yeah.
And I'd known Jamie for a long time as well, you know. And so I do think knowing people longer and stuff, from your perspective, you were newer. And
I've only been here less than a year, I think. So I'm like,
and being a female. I think it's just normal to feel like you're being judged.
Yeah.
You know, but I felt like it was a judge-free zone the second I walked up to the pool. I was the last one to get there.
Uh-huh.
And Jamie had some gummies.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, Jamie's high. Nobody cares about anything right now.
Yeah.
And I never felt like I was being judged. I didn't feel uncomfortable, but I did. I guess I felt a little like, this is a little strange.
Would you have felt more comfortable because... I mean, the demographics are still going to be that you're the only woman on the show that would be on that trip, that if Colin was with you.
Well, the second year we went, Colin was with me.
Oh, okay.
And we did have another pool party that trip, and I did feel more comfortable all around having him there with me just because I'm kind of socially awkward, so like sometimes I don't know how to communicate with people. And so he was there, and he's a great talker, so he just kind of mingled with everyone. But yeah, I felt more comfortable with him there for sure. Because it didn't feel as formal. Not that it was...
The problem with stuff is when you have people who you're working with who do things like that might embarrass you as well. Like, you know, slapping a waitress on the butt or something.
Oh, did that happen?
Yeah.
That's true.
Who was the... can you name names? Who was the slapper?
No, I'm not going to name names, I don't think. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. So it was a show trip. I mean... As we are narrowing down the suspects.
It was a little bigger than a show trip, but
oh, okay.
Close.
All right. So wasn't anybody on our show?
No.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure that you're not, you know, setting up Guff. You could tell that he just got who it was. As he's laughing, yes.
And it's not me.
No.
Can you picture him doing that?
Oh no.
No.
No, no, no.
No.
Never. I feel no. No, Heather gets me.
He would never do that.
No. You were somewhere with Urban Meyer? You did a show with him?
They were actually, the person I'm thinking about, were actually in the same city, I think, at the same time. Oh, no, Urban wasn't there yet. No.
Both residents of Ohio.
Is there, now Stoney, I know that you're very comfortable in your own skin. You're very comfortable in almost every and any situation. Would there ever be a show situation where you're like, okay, this is, I'm not doing this with people that you work with?
I don't know. There was actually.
Would you go to a strip club with those that you work with?
Sure.
I would say you've probably done that 10 times.
Yes.
I've seen I've hung out with the people he hung out with in DC during his Coke days.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine. I mean, obviously they were tamer when I hung out with them, but you could see.
Did you go with George?
Yeah, George was pretty straight, though.
Okay.
Oh, no, strip club? No, I didn't go to a strip club. With
okay.
No. All right. No, George would check out. You'd hang out. The deal was you'd hang out with George for a while, and George would probably go off and do his own thing and wind down for the night.
Well, George always had his wife with him. Though,
right.
So. Mm-hmm.
We're getting...
Yeah, that's too inside stuff here. George. Who else? George Michael.
Yeah, George Michael, the sports machine. Yes. Who you and I both worked with, but at different times.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. He never threw an ashtray at you. All right,
John, you've heard about the, you know what the clubs were like in D.C. when you were there.
Sure.
Oh, Georgetown and those downtown, you know, rumors in the 80s, and all those places.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, but, was, but he
there was no
hold
open,
on a second.
Open coke use.
But yes, okay. It wasn't,
not when I was there.
It, wasn't, it wasn't really, well, except for one place. But when he is being a Redskin in Georgetown, could do anything he wanted. They own that city when I was there because they were really, really good. And he was, they weren't as good, obviously, when he played there. But you go back there and you mention his name to people. I mean, he plays it down. He was a freaking god to a lot of people. Not just the one and the lady who gave you the autograph.
She tattooed my autograph on her arm.
Yeah.
I mean, you walked on water there.
Giants, he did. He was one of the, look, he's one of the seven, it was 80?
80 greatest.
80 greatest Redskins of all time.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a good time. It's a good time to be there.
Yeah, you would have had a better time if you weren't married, but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, but you'd shut it down like 10, 11 o'clock, right?
Oh, yeah.
The bad things happen after midnight, guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I agree with
nothing
that.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah.
At least nothing you want to admit to.
All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Do you have any do's or don'ts with coworkers? 97 on the take.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.